David, the history of the United States of America going way back early on, it is obvious that presidents, members of the Supreme Court, authorities in this country clearly understood what Montesquieu said, and that is this danger that Islam posed by ruling by the sword and death being a threat if you did not follow Islamic ideology. But something has changed in this country. Some would say that it is Islam that has changed. Others would suggest, no, something's changed within the United States, that we no longer see Islam as the threat that the founders saw it to be. What has changed, David?
Well, part of the problem is that because America is becoming more and more secular, they are devaluing the influence and impact of religion. And in many respects, secularists, when they look at history, they don't even see a role of religion in history, in many respects. And as a result of that, that means one of the things they're liable to do is not fully appreciate the role of the religion of Islam. They not only discount the role of the religion of Christianity in the formation of America, but they also discount the role of the religion of Islam as a possible threat to the United States. When these radical characters start coming in here and start blowing things up, you would think starting in the Clinton administration, when they tried to blow up the World Trade Center, somebody might have woken up.
But David, it's clear they are not. And I think you put your finger really right on that actual sweet spot, more or less, put it that way, is that when we lose the understanding of the Christian religion, as our founders would say, biblical tenets that undergird our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, our whole concept in self-government, when that is minimized, then it makes us susceptible to all kinds of other strategies.